But another feature which friends living today, that is the members of the meeting today, probably know very little about, was the Shrewsbury and Manasquan executive meeting. By the time my parents became affiliated at Manasquan, the Shrewsbury meeting had become very much reduced in numbers, and there were only a handful of friends left this once large meeting. And at some point, and I can't furnish any date for this, the Shrewsbury Manasquan monthly meeting became the Shrewsbury Manasquan executive meeting. Well, an executive meeting is, there have been still some executive meetings in recent years in New York, and I think Greenfield and Neversink executive meeting is one that I can mention. But Shrewsbury and Manasquan executive meeting met twice a year previous to the half-yearly meeting, that is, the month before, and prepared business for the half-yearly meeting. This was the only business meeting corresponding to a monthly meeting that Manasquan friends participated in. And they had to travel to Eatontown because the meetings were all held in the home of J. Edward Borden and Julia Borden in Eatontown. And my mother always attended all of these, and I did also. This executive meeting lasted until the mid-20s sometime, I think. And when it was changed and became Shrewsbury and Manasquan monthly meeting held at Manasquan, because by the time the monthly meeting was established in place of the executive meeting, Edward and Julia Borden had died, and they were the very last members of the meeting. The meetings at the home of Edward and Julia Borden were very pleasant, but rather small. And of course, there were no other children but me that I can remember. Not all Manasquan friends came. They had to, we had to come from Weehawken, New Jersey, which involved a travel on trolleys at both ends, plus ferry boats and trains and so on to get there, but it was a pleasant journey. But the Manasquan friends would have to come either by hiring a bus. I don't believe they hired a bus for the executive meeting, but they did hire a bus for another feature that began around 1916, which was the annual meeting at Shrewsbury, which is still held today, I believe. And but at that time, there was only one meeting in the meeting house every year. Manasquan friends came up to that quite frequently in a hired bus, a chartered bus. But not all friends owned cars in those days. And I just said that the Reynolds family didn't. The Borden family never owned a car either, but they always had a horse and buggy, which was, they were town people, but they, instead of having a garage, they had a stable with a horse. And this is the way they lived in a 19th century style. The Borden family, Edward and Julia, visited us all the time we lived in Weehawken, once a year, usually in January, because Julia Borden was attracted by the January sales in the department stores in New York. And I was always taken on those excursions also to a lot of department stores which are no longer exist. And so that our contact with the friend in the Shrewsbury and Manaspawn was considerable, in spite of our living at a considerable distance and not attending any meetings regularly.
What about the meetings for worship, Lewis? The meetings for worship, Lewis. What kind of meetings did you were they? The kind of messages in them, that kind of thing.
Well, the meetings, well, first I'd like to say just a word about the meetings at Eatontown, which were meetings of the Shrewsbury and Manaspawn executive meeting. Charles Trafford was clerk of this. Most of the time that I can remember, Charles Trafford, Sr. And it was a time of a very close social relations. There were usually visitors from Plainfield there, although they weren't members, but they just turned up. And we met in the very Victorian-style parlor of the Bordens, and then we would go into the dining room, which where the table with many leaves had been extended to include the entire executive meeting, which would never be more than about 16 or 18 people, I think. And Edna Reed, who is a very important part of the Borden establishment there, who was the doer there, and ran the kitchen and the whole household, including cutting Edward Borden's hair. And I guess she took care of the barnyard and the horse and everything else. And she was became a very great friend, personal friend. And of course she was not really a servant, but a indispensable person of the household who is very much loved. Well, the meetings for worship at Manaspawn were...
continuing with this, what did they discuss at these executive meetings in Shrewsbury? Or didn't they discuss much? Was it purely social?
Well, I should have said at the beginning that in my very young years, and these executive meetings, you see, were discontinued before I was 20, so I was either below teenage or teenage during this whole time. And as far as I knew, this is the way the entire Society of Friends was organized. But I didn't realize that what I was really attending was just a skeleton of what was once a very large Quaker organization in Monmouth County. And that these older members were not leaving the people behind who would take their place, at least not in sufficient numbers. And So I think the business at these meetings had to do with, of course, both meetings are very old. Manasquan and Shrewsbury both going back to the 17th century. And there were certain funds that had to be reported on. They weren't very large, wasn't a big deal, but they had to keep track. And the representatives had to be named. It was a kind of the routine that any half-yearly meeting or quarterly meeting would have to do. But they actually were involved in any great work of the yearly meeting or anything like that. I don't really remember much of this kind of thing.
They were caretakers of what had gone before.
They were caretakers, really.
Yeah.
And they discussed what to do with the burying ground at Shrewsbury and how to keep it mowed and what to do with people who were renting parts of the property and the property question.
Yeah.
It wasn't much. The thing that was good, the thing that was memorable about it was the personal relations and the very good time and good spirit that there was.
Was food included?
The food, yes. Very good food included.
Yeah.
Edward Borden wasn't a farmer, he was a city man. He lived in Eatontown, but he had a big kitchen garden. And Richard Gain, I think, was very largely the work of Edna Reed. And so we enjoyed ourselves. Both executive meetings were held in Eatontown. By logic, they should not. That is, there were more friends in Manasquan.
Yeah.
But actually, there's nothing else going on up there except executive meetings.
Right.
So nobody suggested we change this.
Right.
And so that's the way it went on. And so it was rather nice thing.